Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, good morning and welcome. Hour number three begins. It's 8:06. You're tuned to the Bob Rose Show. Time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Greg Cassidy is here as well. We've been talking about election and continuing election results. It doesn't make me feel good about the process. We'll get into that a little bit further. But right now, we've got Ocala Police Chief Mike Balkin joining us right now. Good morning, Chief. How you doing?
I'm doing great, Bob. Good morning. Thanks for having me on again.
Oh, it's our pleasure. Now, do you have some tests coming up this week? Is it your accreditation, or is it, you know, for all of the police force?
Beginning tomorrow, the Ocala Police Department will once again participate in our three-year accreditation assessment cycle. It's an interesting time for us. This year we actually hope to attain our Excelsior status, Bob, and that's really the highest form of recognition for those agencies, basically demonstrating a commitment by attaining five consecutive reaccreditation assessments without incident. So this has been something we've been working towards for 15 years. We're extremely excited about it, and hopefully things go smooth and, kind of serve as a testament to how well we're doing here in Ocala.
Wow. All right. Very, very strong. Thanks for sharing that with us. It's the kind of thing that, you know, the general public, we're not always going to be quite aware of, but that is a heck of a thing to shoot for, and we hope you're successful in that. Now,
I appreciate the support.
Hey, I know part of that is you got to have good folks working for you. You got to train them, and you got to try to keep morale up, and those are all difficult things. But heck, the very first thing now, you got to be able to recruit them. You need some cops, right?
Yeah, for sure. I'm happy to report that the Ocala Police Department really is one of the few agencies across the state, really across the country, that's fully staffed, or was fully staffed until October 1, when our great city council afforded us a few more positions. So we're actually in the market for about 14 new police officers that we're trying to recruit right now, and a host of other support staff positions to include communication technicians, evidence technicians, and some other folks that really help us complete our mission day in and day out. But we've done a great job. I think a testament to not only the police department, but to the community that we serve. I've told you before, Ocala is a great place to be a cop. We get a tremendous amount of support from our elected officials, from the mayor, council, and more importantly, the citizens that we serve. So we've done a great job of not only recruiting some of the really best talented cops out there, but retaining them as well for their entire career. So we're hiring anyone looking for a job, an exciting really a career in law enforcement. Can simply apply at ocalafl.org, and we'll get you not only in the process, but we can also sponsor those folks that need some help getting through police academy. We'll pay all those expenses and get you through that 6-month process and get you through the onboarding process. So it's a great time. Like I said, I'm happy to report that we were fully staffed up until October 1, and now just topping off those overhire positions and making sure that we continue forging ahead, man. It's a great time to be a cop in Ocala, Florida.
Yeah, there's some great opportunities there for folks, so they need to check that out. And law enforcement's law enforcement. The bad guys don't, come into town and go, oh, Ocala seems so nice, let's not commit any crimes here. I mean, you got a real job to do. And, sometimes it's, the folks kind of maybe just under the radar a little bit that are running scams. You've got panhandling issues that are beginning to grow in your community. Tell me about those things and what you plan to do.
Yeah, so we've seen a huge increase in panhandlers throughout the region. I know Gainesville's the same way. I see it across North Central Florida altogether, from St. Augustine to Gainesville and all points in between, to include Ocala. And it's unfortunate. Our folks, our citizens here, have a big heart and quick to open our wallets to want to give to these folks standing on the side of the street with a sign that says hungry or we'll work for food. But I guess in an effort to educate. Everyone should really understand that Ocala, just like most other cities, have many, many organizations that provide meals, shelter services, and really fulfill that need. The vast majority of our panhandlers typically, unfortunately, many have vehicles, they have homes. You know, we see them, you know, rolling their wheelchair, walking their wheelchair around to a street corner only to hop in it, grab their sign, and really scam the public out of, and well-meaning citizens out of their hard-earned dollars. Important to note that most of these folks have addiction issues or mental health concerns, and, you know, really simply giving them cash on the side of the street just serves to prolong that condition, exacerbate that problem, and it makes it more difficult for us and other organizations to help these folks. And you know, a lot of the naysayers will say, hey, you're picking on homeless. You know, this isn't a homeless issue. Again, many of these folks do have homes, and it's important to note that there's a difference between somebody that's truly homeless versus someone that chooses to make the street their home. You know, a lot of these folks just they just simply don't want to conform to society's rules, and they want to, you know, go out there and scam the public out of their, you know, hard-earned cash and take advantage. So yeah, many of these folks are scammers. I just want to let everybody know that. And while they're not standing on the street corner, they're out there breaking into businesses, you know, stealing cars and a host of other crimes that we're having to deal with. So I know it's something that most folks want to do. They see somebody that, you know, has a kid or a dog out there on the side of the street with a sign, but it's important to know that the vast, vast majority of these folks are simply taking advantage of a system, and it only serves to make the problem even worse.
Well, what I tell people is, I go, look, open your wallet, open your purse, open your heart, and give. But give to the organizations that are truly helping, supporting, getting people back on their feet, not the folks that are standing on the corner. That way you have no doubt that it is going to truly help people. And then you can know, you can feel good about, you know, the situation, that you're doing something positive about it, instead of giving it to the, you know, the panhandlers, the support organizations. They do a great work and make sure the people that really need it are getting the help.
That's a great point, and we work hand in hand with those folks. You know, the last thing we want to do is try to arrest our way out of this problem. It's not something that's effective for us, and so diverting these folks to those organizations that you speak of is exactly what we're trying to do. So yeah, if you want to give to those folks that are out there truly trying to make a difference, but understand that the majority of these folks with signs out there, you giving them a dollar bill, a $20 bill, is only going to, you know, add to the problem. You're going to see more and more of that issue. We can't arrest our way out of the problem, so we're really trying to educate the citizens on what to do, what not to do. And again, I'm begging those folks out there, if you give to the organizations, don't give to these people making their problems worse. You know, when you do that, when they're you know, facing these addiction problems and mental health problems, what ends up happening is you end up fueling that drug need, and quite frankly, some of those folks that give are, you know, they're responsible for some of these overdoses. These folks are going around the corner buying fentanyl, getting high and dying from overdoses, getting hit by cars, you know, crossing the street, getting hit by trains. I mean, we've seen it all just in here in the last couple months. So if you really want to make a difference, stop giving to these panhandlers. And not for nothing, if those folks out there that follow us on social media, we're going to start doing some educational components on this very issue through our social media with the use of videos and interviews and things like that, to really try to educate the public on how they can really help with this problem and not make it worse.
That's a great idea. And before we let you go, is there any other scams that are popping up, calling people saying, you know, you're going to be arrested if you don't send money with this gift card? Are you seeing any of that on the rise?
Yeah, well, you know, that's been an ongoing problem for us, and it even includes even our own city, Ocala Electric Utilities, where folks are calling, threatening to cut people's power off, arrest them if they don't pay their power bill, all that stuff. The bottom line is you got to be very cautious on those calls that you're getting. Most of these organizations that are, you know, on the up and up are not going to reach out to you. They're certainly not going to call you and tell you they got a warrant out for your arrest. So, beware. There's a ton of scams going on out there. You know, we've got we're not immune to this whole immigration issue. We know for a fact that there's been busloads of immigrants dropped off right here in Ocala. We know some of them have come from some notorious countries, and they're already setting up scam organizations right here in Ocala with the use of computers and things like that. So we do, you know, we do see these scams on the rise. We think it's going to get worse before it gets better. So buyer beware, be cautious of who you're talking to, and you know, you don't have to give any information over the phone without confirming who you're talking with first.
Great information as usual. We wish you the best on recruiting, and and your accreditation. That could be huge. So, Chief Mike Balkin, always a pleasure.
Thanks for having me again, Bob. Have a great week, sir.
All right. Keep up the good work and stay safe.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.